many years ago, some of you know a little bit about my story, but many years ago I had succeeded by what I thought were great standards. And I thought I knew a lot about human behavior. And things are going really well. And as my business grew, I never wanted to be a businessman. I never got into business to do business. I was more like an artist, and my work was people. You know, and I worked, help people sculpt their souls, teamwork with them to make that happen was my vision of what I did. And I had a lot of skills at a very young age. And then here I was, this artist, and then I realized to do your art, you have to go to art shows, and you got to set up the shows, and you got to hire people to build things and do things. And so I kind of got in business ad hoc. Never studied business, never had that in my focus. It just changed people's lives. And so because my skill was good, my business grew. But I had no business skill because I wasn't focused on that. And so I realized I had problems in that area, so I hired some people, and that was tough finding the right people. Many of you own your own businesses know how difficult that is initially. And then I finally got some people to be partners with me who I thought I really could count on, and I made them a deal. I said, look, I'm the best in the world at what I do, and I'm humble about it. I need somebody who's the best in the world at what they do. And I said, I want to be able to do what I do best, you do the rest. And they said, that's perfect, this is our skill. And we made a deal because I was already doing very well at that point. So I'd earn X amount, I do so much business. I said, here's my goal. My goal is to impact even more people than I do now, but to do just as well, or obviously, hopefully, better financially, so that I'm home with my kids, because at that point I was on the road almost 200 days a year. And they agreed to do that, and they would get a percentage of my profit beyond that. Well, long story shortened, I woke up a year and a half later, and I had a lot more people in my seminars, and I was reaching a lot more people, and I was doing my best work ever. But I was also on the road now 275 days a year, because their thing was supposed to give me bigger seminars, fewer of them, so I could be at home. That wasn't happening. I was doing more events, way more events, a lot more people. And then in spite of all that, at least my saving grace for me was, wow, look at all the people's lives I'm having a chance to interact with and impact. And I came home and found out that I was $758,000 in debt. Not when my company was doing $50 million, when my company was doing like $3 million. So that was a huge amount of money. And I didn't have any way to figure out how I could pay it off. And then I found out one of them had embezzled $250,000. One of my partners, one of my good friends. And I was so hurt by that, I can't even tell you. And you know, everybody told me to go bankrupt, but I refused to do that because I have a belief that says, even if someone else did it to you, I'm still responsible to the other vendors, regardless of what someone else did to me, right? So, to me, bankruptcy was just didn't have integrity in it, even though it looked like there was no way to do it. I said, I have to find a way. It's a must, not a should. And if you give yourself that escape route of bankruptcy, people will take it. I didn't give myself that escape route. And so I figured out how to turn around. A year later, I turned everything, paid everything off miraculously after going on the road for about 310 days. It was unbelievably intense. And you know, at my intensity the whole time for that many days, to give you a perspective, and traveling, et cetera, et cetera. So, but in the midst of all that, I had to look at my life and go, you think you're so smart, Robbins, and that you know so much about human behavior, but you didn't predict these guys stealing your money. You know, so maybe you're not as smart as you think you are, and it made me reevaluate things. And I flew to Fiji. I didn't own a resort there yet, but it's always been the place I've gone to escape and think and create. And I remember I was so angry, and I kept asking really empowering questions like, how do I kill these people, and you know, things like that. And for some reason, that wasn't going in the right direction, so I got better, and I started saying, what really makes people do what they do? What really makes us do what we do? And as I asked those questions, I found myself in a place where one morning I woke up in Fiji about 7:30 in the morning, and I was like, I don't know if you had that experience, but stuff just starts coming through you, you know? And I grabbed my journal, I started writing like crazy, and I sat down in this thing called a buray, this main buray, and people came in, because I wrote from 7:30 in the morning till about 7:30 at night, 7:15 at night, and I took one short break for lunch. And I mean, I wasn't like thinking around, it was like writing like this as fast as I could. I filled two journals. And my arm was all crunched up, my fingers were crunched up at the end of the day. But at the end of that, I had created what I call Destiny Technologies. I couldn't read any of it, but I had created it all. And I was on fire. And I then took these principles and I did them to myself, which made the most radical change of my entire life. I mean, it was the gift that came out of that experience that seems to be so terrible, was taking my life to another level. And I thought my life was extraordinary. You know, I thought it was really a phenomenal life. So, but I got to feel a different level that I'd never felt before as a result of this. And when I came home, my staff, people come up to me and say, what happened to you? And I'd say, what do you mean? Because I didn't tell anybody what had happened. And they saw me, they said, you just seem so centered. You know, you seem so happy, you seem so strong. I said, well, aren't I always centered and happy? And he said, well, most of the time, you know? And what was different was this shift in me. And what I learned and what came through me, I guess, at that time is a lot of things, but I can tell you the essence of it, and we're going to deal with part of it here. But what I learned really, or what came through me really, was that two things control your entire life.